And this is in the holy volume, in the volume 4, in the holy letters of the Rebbe, and we're up to letter 1214. And this is also a letter, as mentioned earlier sometimes, that the Rebbe would sometimes send one letter, but it was called a Kloli Prati. It was addressed to individuals, but it was the same letter that Rebbe sent to several individuals. So it wasn't a different letter, but it was to each person, they get the same, basically, a personal letter from the Rebbe, but it was also sent to various different people. It's like almost like we do today. You CC, or you put a few people on the heading. But the Rebbe would sometimes, to the individual people, he would sometimes like an extra note or something, like, you know, would add to it like a few words to the letter. But in this case, this letter is also dated third day of Slichas, Tavshin Dal, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending this to Mahari Sheyichya. It doesn't say who in the bottom here, who this Mahari is, it doesn't say. But this is just probably one of the people that got the letter that the Rebbe sent to. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm sending you the booklet for Rosh Hashanah that's coming up upon us. And as it says in the introduction, you will try to learn in a group. And Dibuk Chaverim. Chaverim doesn't only mean one-on-one, two people. It can mean a group, study together in a group. May it be the will that since this is one of the ways that the Torah is acquired. We learn in the Pirkei Avos in chapter 6, it says, how can one acquire Torah? So one of the things is Dibuk Chaverim, by having friends put together. Which, by the way, this is part of the Kinyan Torah. By the way, I always marveled at the Rebbe's ability to reach the deepest and such unbelievable insight into matters, and he does it all by himself without, you know, even when you go today, Lahavdil, when you go to a judge, the judge listens to the two sides and then he hears the arguments and then he bases his ruling on the argument. So there's a give and take. Don't just sit by yourself and think and come up with it's. That's why it's Dibuk Chaverim. You need somebody to bounce off, as they say. So you bounce off, you have an idea. You know, this is the way it works in generally to get yeshivas. That's the style. The style is Chavrusa. They call it Chavrusa. You have peers, two learning together. Unlike in other places, people feel, you know, they study in the library, it's quiet, nobody disturbs me, I can study myself. Over there in yeshivas, they study, it's a lot of noise in the Beis Medrash, and there's a lot of shaking going on as well, and there's a lot of give and take in which you discuss the and usually it helps you sort of, when you bounce it off, oh no, you missed a point here, you missed a point there. But it's very, very impossible to do it all by yourself, you know, in your own mind, to think, yeah, go ahead.
You know, it's interesting, the U.S. Supreme Court, for example, because they question the different attorneys who are involved in a particular case. You don't see that in the other lower courts, but there's a give and take there.
Within the judges themselves?
No, between the judges and the different attorneys.
Well, they argue it out. They try to figure out.
Well, they ask them questions. And
some judges never say anything, and some judges ask questions all the time.
Yeah. But generally, when you try to reach an insight, you know, sometimes it's easier. It also, there's like for an expression also that says, like, person said, I've learned a lot from my teachers, but I've learned more from my colleagues, and even more from my students. That's what the Talmud says. Because with your students, you have to, you know, they'll ask you, they'll challenge you, they'll ask you why, when, and you have to come in and think it over. So that's a practical way for somebody to be able to do it on their own. So, but that's why the Mishnah says, Dibuk Chaverim, doing it through friends would help you acquire Torah. And he says there is a known emphasis that is, it's explained. Why do we say that the Torah is acquired with 48 devarim, things? It doesn't say 48 advantages. As in the beginning over there, over there, but it says that no, it's Dvorim Shatar Niklis Behem. And in the beginning, he uses the Loshon Milus over there. Advantage, and here he says Dvorim. Because he says these are matters of preparation and humility. So a person cannot say, oh, what would my friend add to me? I have a lot of strength. I know it all myself. The contrary, sometimes people argue, the other one is going to just confuse me. No, I don't confuse me. So it means that this is something which actually is a preparation for you to humble yourself and to realize it's not the actual advantage itself what you reach to, but it's a preparation for you. These are things that you need to do in order to actually be able to achieve this higher level. So this would make, Rebbe says, an acquisition. The people that learn it, they will, when they learn the Torah, they will actually acquire it. When you acquire it, it means it's called your Torah. It's Torah Soy. You become, it becomes yours. So something that you really understand and you really connect with. As the expression that my father-in-law, with the titles the Rebbe brings down for his father-in-law, said, it's not only that you're studying Torah, but the Torah has taught you something. You know, a lot of times you can just study Torah, but then what has the Torah done? You're studying the Torah, but we want the Torah to become your Torah so that you should become refined, so the Torah teaches you something, so you become a Torah Jew. My father-in-law related that his father, this is what he said, the Maimer Chassidus, the Discourse Chassidus, of the second day in Rosh Hashanah, he would continue saying it, and he would go into the night of Motzei Yontif. So he started it towards the late afternoon on Rosh Hashanah, and the Maimer, he would say, in the night of Motzei Yontif, I'm just wondering about the Rebbe. I know the Rebbe used to make the Farbrengen on Rosh Hashanah, but I've never paid it. And mostly the Rosh Hashanah Farbrengen was mostly a Maimer. But just to have this particular start off the Maimer itself before, and it goes into the problem that took place. And the reason is, in order to bring down the 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah into the world, to extend it into the world, because Rosh Hashanah is 48 hours, two days. Even in Israel it's 2 days, it's 48 hours. So you want to take those 48 hours and you want them to impact into the world, so that all matters of the world, it should be sensed and you can hear the teaching, the light of Chassidus, the Erech Chassidus. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to suggest also that each one on one should conduct himself so, in such a way, to connect the hours of Rosh Hashanah and the beginning of Matzah Rosh Hashanah with learning of Chassidus. And this is the path that has been sort of treaded out for us already, has been led for us. Solalonu, our leader, this will bring down also for us in all of our matters the light of Chassidus till below. The one who blesses and is blessed, in other words, receives blessing in return, and the Rebbe's name as son of his mother's name, with his last name Schneerson. And again, over here you see, the Rebbe was demanding from the Hasidim that they should learn Hasidus together before, and in this particular case, the Rebbe is suggesting to connect Rosh Hashanah with the rest of the year, and within the person himself, to connect your intellect. Too many times you learn something, but it doesn't impact your behavior. You know, that's Rebbe brought down from the expression of the previous Rebbe. He studies Torah, but what did Torah teach him? He didn't learn anything from the Torah. I mean, he may know it intellectually, he may have grasped it, he may have a good mind, but it doesn't impact. And unfortunately, this is something that we got to be very careful, especially in our days, where people have become seemingly a little bit less deep Everything has become more superficial. Everything has become
surface. Practice what you preach.
That's right. But see, with
the preaching, you ought to do yourself.
Yeah, but mostly today we're concerned. What's the surface? We don't really. The Rebbe said you should go down into what you study. The Hasidus you study and you have in your head should actually impact you. That your activities, that your way you do things and the way you behave should actually be changed around based on what you know. Too many times we know things, but we don't do what we know. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I think it becomes a relevancy thing. You have to, I mean, you can read Torah and read the Rashi and all that. Then you have to take the next step, which goes to the whole idea of studying with somebody else, where you have to say, okay, so how does that impact? How can this help me? How can this impact my life?
And to better it. So I guess it's easier just to embrace Torah intellectually, but it gets a little bit more difficult to bring it down in practical life. In daily life. That's already a whole other challenge. But this is what the Rebbe was saying, and Rosh Hashanah, I guess, is a good time for that to kind of renew your connection and your boundary. All right.